WTBQ. All right, we're on. This is Jim Mazzetti. This is The American Dream. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for listening. Here we are here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. This is the show about the Orange County entrepreneur specifically. It's the American Dream. It's why we get up every day, do what we do, and how we do it. And I get to interview all these wonderful entrepreneurs and business owners that kind of took the leap of faith. Just want to do a quick thank yous for everybody that showed up and gave their support for the Winslow Therapeutic honoree dinner this past Friday, which my father was the honoree, which I'm so lucky to have, and it was a great honor. And I tell you, this goes to show you how fantastic this community is and what they do for everybody and all their support for all the charities and people that work out there and give their time. So thank you so much. And that, you know, my father promptly took after that great weekend, got on a plane and left on Sunday for Florida. I have my two great guests today who actually have become personal friends of mine. I think it seems to be the kind of a growing trend, in at least for Miles Wealth Management. And we're lucky enough that our clients become friends because we kind of get so intertwined with knowing each other in-depthly. So I want to welcome Frank and Viviana Pesci. Good morning.
Good morning, James. Thanks for having us on.
You're welcome. As you guys know, this is a show specifically about entrepreneurs in Orange County, because there's so many of them, and then this is, you know, we see this each and every day, but every entrepreneur I've got to interview so far today has a little slightly different story, and yours is certainly not is different than anybody else's that I've known so far. But I'm going to give you guys a little tee up here on what Frank and Viviana are here. They own a medical billing company. Frank is the senior VP and the CEO of VP Medical Billing Services. He's been an entrepreneur. He's got in-depth background in business development and private equity. His passion, obviously, is for business and that, you know, and the personal freedom that it brings. And, you know, his life is driven by many things. We'll kind of get this a little later into this a little more in-depthly, but success is obviously one of them. And then the most important person actually in this room.
That's right.
It's right here. Sitting next to me is Viviana, who is obviously the heart and soul of this operation, CEO, the president of the company. And by the way, she's a woman, if you haven't figured that out, and he is the president and CEO of this company, which we're seeing a growing trend in that department as well. Women are getting out there and going, you know what, I don't need to be, or I can actually be still a stay-at-home mom and run my own company and take, take the direction and control my life. So Vivian, yeah, you got involved in the medical administration side of this business back in 2000. Basically your specialty is practice revitalization, revenue cycles, helping small practitioners and the medical practitioner side of it, kind of take control of their business. And as you well know, anybody's an entrepreneur out there, you can do all the good work you want in the world, but if you don't get paid for it, you eventually are going to run out of time. Sure. Somebody's got to pay the bills. And what the medical billing, what VP Medical Billing Systems has done is help these small practitioners get back to, and I'm guessing you'll help me out with this a little bit more, get back to more of the care side of their business as opposed to worrying about the billing side of the business. So with that, welcome. Did I tee that up enough?
You teed it up. James, thanks for having us. I want to You're thank welcome. Everybody who's listening. I know that you could be doing anything right now for this hour, but you've given us your time, something you'll never get back, and I hope it could be beneficial for you. As James started off earlier, he is a personal friend of mine, and he's only become a personal friend of mine through Miles Wealth Management. You know, we came to him with our business. We realized that we were in a position of growth, and we need to know how to steward that and how to manage that properly. And James and Vince, his father, were able to help us do that. You know, they tied us in with a forensic accountant who actually is, what is he, the CFO there?
He's our CFO, yeah.
He's a CFO. And he came down and he just put everything into QuickBooks for us and just highlighted everything, showed us everything we were doing, and really just spelled out to the T where our business was, where we needed to go, and how we can have control. Because one challenge I find as an entrepreneur, yes, we're creative. Yes, we're on the cutting edge. We're always trying to find a way to better serve our clients and our people. But there's also a back office end to that, which takes tons of time.
Oh, my goodness.
Tons of time.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're fortunate enough. We're really fortunate enough to have good people around us. James being one of those amazing people that has really been able to help us, guide our business in the right direction. And I would encourage anybody who owns a business, You know, if you're looking to grow, if you're looking just to take control over what you're doing, you need to go down and see James at Miles Wealth Management.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you, Frank.
Hey, listen, I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true.
I know
I'm
you
not
would.
Disingenuous with my comments.
Not ever. And that's one of the things I loved about when we got together and finally met. I knew there was a synergy there because of your genuineness and as well as Viviana. And, you know, the entrepreneurs listening out there, I think one of the key points here is as much as I'm flattered that I would love to work with anybody, any business owners, that's our specialty. But, you know, we're going to kind of get to this again, but, you know, work with a financial planner. I don't care if it's, you know, it doesn't necessarily be Miles Wealth Management, but take the time to go assemble your team. If you're an entrepreneur, and Frank hit the nail on the head, you got to have assemble a team. It can't be just you on your own island. You have the entrepreneurs are great. They have great ideas. They know how to execute a plan, but they also realize very quickly, I think you had, that you can't do it all, right? You have to get yourself surrounded with the right accountants, the right attorneys, and go on from there.
Yeah, you need a team. Exactly. You know, I've often heard it said, show me your network and I'll tell you your net worth. And that's very true. It really is because, you know, we all, you know, stand on each other's shoulders in many regards to help each other out, to help each other grow. You know, we're fortunate enough to have an outlet, friends, and other business owners where we get into these roundtable discussions. And me being personally somebody who comes up with a lot of new ideas, an opportunist, so to speak, you know, to have an avenue to throw those things out there and run up the flagpole, as you might say,
yeah,
and see what we can do with it. Because being an entrepreneur is really, it's a great gift. It's a great talent. And this is what America was built on.
That dead on. It's what makes more America great, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the solution to the challenges that we face in America today. You know, I say this a lot, James. You know, my father was a Local 3 guy, electrician, worked for Time Warner for 38 years. You know, we were raised on the, you know, on the insurance, on the paycheck, everything that came in. That corporate bond was there.
Right.
And we appreciated it so much. But I think what people are realizing now that the corporate bond, so to speak, is not there like it was at one time in the past. And what that does is it creates a free market solution. You have a lot of young people who are very smart, who are very, you know, have technical prowess, and they're going out and they're creating products, they're creating services, they're creating solutions, okay, that will be, you know, will be met by the market.
Yep. And that's why entrepreneurs are out there, right?
It's the greatest gift.
Yeah. Never satisfied with the status quo. And as I look to my left here, Viviana's going, please don't ask me a question. I'm only kidding. This woman, folks, is just amazing, quite frankly. What she's been through and what she's accomplished today is just the beginning. And so, welcome.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here. So, Viviana, so do me a favor. And just kind of so we can kind of let people understand here. We set the table here. We set the VP billing system up. You work with them.
Services.
And you have to correct me the entire time because once I get stuck in my head, that's the way it goes. It's an AD key kicks in there. So give us a little background, Viviana, of how you kind of came to be in this business.
Well, in 2000, I started working in the medical field. And I started as a secretary, and I just went up to, you know, do some billing to become an office manager. And I really liked it, but I was not satisfied just being an employee. So I remember the biller that was there, you know, I was writing checks, and I said, I want to do this one day. I want to do this one day. And so I learned as much. I mean, I learned really quickly. I was very detailed in what I did. Then I met my husband, and he was business-minded. So it basically pushed me to to go for it. You know, let's do this.
And make that leap of faith.
Absolutely.
But you got you obviously the reason you kind of what drove you to say, you know, listen, I really like this. Was there a reason that you liked it so much? Was it was intriguing, or
yes.
is it the possibility of freedom?
Well, I think for me, obviously, freedom in the financial sense of
sure.
it. However, it's billing itself is very detailed. You have to. It's not just okay. You're doing a job. It's from the person who takes the secretaries in the front desk. From them, they have to have everything accurate to. All the way to everything has to be accurate. And I love that because I'm a very detailed person.
You would have to be. Oh my goodness.
Yes. And everything has to be correct in order for you, the doctor, to get paid. And I always wanted to, like, I always told the girls, I said, listen, and I wasn't, you know, I was an employee, but right. I always told the girls, I said, listen, the more money you get for the doctors, the more bonuses or raise that you're going to get. It's just a common sense.
It's not rocket science, is it?
You work hard. But that was just my business mind, you know?
Right.
I guess so.
One of the things I always realize, you know, especially the people that work for us, I mean, they get it. And obviously you get it. You know, mm-hmm. Business owners, they exist because they have ability to bring in a revenue. And they have to be very smart at how they bring in that revenue, but mm-hmm. And how they curtail their expenses and make sure it works out right. But, you know, without that dollars coming in, and we were talking about this a little off air before we got on here, especially with the medical practice, or probably any business for that matter that does business and then has to wait for it to be paid on it, is that you can do all the goodwill and all the great things out there that you can imagine. And doctors serve our world better than anybody, to say the very least. But, you know, they have to get paid in order to keep paying you. And the detail, and that's why I can see where the your company came to be. Or actually, companies like this have come to be. I'm seeing this as being an ongoing trend. Would you agree?
It's certainly a trend, James. I mean, think about it. These doctors, they have offices. It is a business.
Right.
Okay? And doctors certainly are some of the finest people society has to offer. And, you know, they go through a lot of school. There's the cost of doing business in the medical arena is very high. And, you know, if they're not getting paid, you know, they're not doing anything. They're not going to be able to remain in business. They're right. going to have to join a group. They're going to have to join a hospital. And then what do you lose? You lose the doctor, patient, the client, you know.
The local businessman.
That's what you lose. That's
right.
what you lose. And you lose that charitable spirit that the doctor, you know, wants to do business with you in rather than, you know, having to run through a mill in a hospital or something like that. Like, you know, I say this often. I have a doctor out in Nanuet. His name is Dr. Gracia. Fantastic doctor. I went to school with his son. I can call him right now. He knows my name. He knows the last shot that I had. He knows all that stuff. You know, if I'm not going to him, I'm going to have to go to some large group, and I'm going to get pushed into a different doctor every time. It's not going to be personalized. It's going to be, you know, pharmaceutically driven, so to speak.
Right.
You know, it's going to be here. You know, it's not. It's
check,
disease
check,
management.
Check.
It's
right.
disease management. It's no longer, you know, providing cures or tailor fitting. Like my doctor will tell me, hey Frank, listen, lower your cholesterol a little bit, change your diet like this. You know, do this, do that. You know, rather than just writing me a prescription for a pill.
Right.
You know, and you know, we have to value that as a society because, you know, that knowledge is important.
It's key. Listen, hold on to that thought here as I'm getting waved at here. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. We'll be right back.
Hey, Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hi, this is your friendly farming family physician, Dr. Nathan Johnson from Crystal Run Healthcare. Join me and my wife, Irisha,
every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. on Road to Liberty, where we will focus on family matters and healthy habits on WTBQ, radio worth listening to. WTBQ.
Welcome back. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. I'm with Miles Wealth Management. We're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. My wonderful guests today are Frank and Viviana Pesci. And it's not Joe Pesci, it's Frank Pesci.
That's right. Wish I had his money, though.
Yeah, I bet we all do, don't we? We're with VP Billing, which is a medical billing company that they started back in, I think, when did you start that?
2010.
So it's a relatively new company.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, but it's you've already passed the critical point, which is the year or two, which I'm sure was an interesting ride. How about that, Viviana? So tell us about the beginnings when you got. So we kind of bring everybody back up to speed who just joined us here. Viviana decided to kind of take this leap of faith after she was working for a company, and it was very intrigued by the billing side of it, because obviously it really appealed to your detailed nature. And then she was lucky enough to meet this guy to the next of her, Frank, who had the business, had kind of a business entrepreneurial
Who's
mind.
Lucky is debatable, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. We'll talk about that later. And that kind of gave you kind of a little encouragement, or kind of encouragement to go, hey, listen, I think we can do this. And then you made the leap of faith.
Right. So, yes, we got, I think my second pregnancy, I told him I want to go back to school. I want to get a degree. So I have my degree in medical billing and coding. And I was a stay-at-home mom. So that was my second child at that point. I was studying while working, at home. And it was tough, but I did it. I got my degree. And then I said, okay, babe, I need to go full time. You know, I need to get the full experience of only medical billing. So I got a job and started working for a company for probably, I think, a year and a half. My son, my oldest one, had to go to kindergarten. At where we were living, it was only half a day. So I probably lived about 20, 25 minutes from there. So I had to make the decision and talk to the doctor, said, okay, well, we opened up our business in 2010 and I didn't have a client. But we had...
Not one client.
We had opened up the corporate shield.
Okay.
Right.
In anticipation that we would eventually be serving our own client base.
Right. So God opened the doors for this, because it just so happened my son had to go to kindergarten only half a day, and then I'm stuck because I'm like, I have full-time work. What's going to happen? So I spoke with the doctor, and I said, there's two ways to do this. Three ways. Either I don't work for you, or we can do it as an employee, work from home, or you can do it through my business. And that's where he said, I don't want to lose you. We're going through your business.
And I'll tell you what, that was an incredible time for us, because, you know, my wife and I had sat down. We came to that decision that, hey, this is what we want to do. Let's make it happen. And we put together a proposal, Jim. And this doctor's a real savvy guy. I mean, he went to Harvard, right? Where did he go to school? Columbia? Very smart guy, very business-minded. And him and I, he didn't know he was dealing with me. He thought he was dealing with her. But behind the scenes, 17 days in a contract negotiation, and we finally got it done.
Wow.
And we got what we wanted, and he got what he wanted. And we've been serving him as our first client ever since. And what's great is we've learned so much from him, because he's so business-minded. And his attention to detail and just the way he conducts his business is so... he's so anal about everything that he does. And we've learned a lot from that. We've been able to implement some of the systems, some of the practices that we've learned from him with our other clients. Well, and I'll tell you what, we've made all our clients just as profitable as he is in how they do business by implementing some of those same systems. And of course, putting in some of our own proprietary ideas.
Right.
And from our experience.
Wasn't that what it's great about, though? So, you know, you came up with this idea. Right. And then you kind of implemented, you took a bull by its horns, you made it happen. But what I'm hearing from you, Frank, is that you, as an entrepreneur, you didn't say it was my way or the highway. You were open-minded the entire way, going, listen, we have so much to learn, and we'll be silly not to take and incorporate all these great ideas from already a successful business owner. Right. And I think it's such an important thing as being business owners out there. That, you know, it's one thing to say to have the best idea in the world and you know, I have the best tchotchke and I know this is going to sell gazillions of them, but, you know, not being open-minded, it can be a death nail to a lot of business owners. You know, please listen to those people that have experience and wisdom out there and take it in and then make it your own, which is what you guys did. Like, it sounds like me, you took a lot of those great practices that you already had in place and then kind of put your own little twist on them. Am I right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And in any negotiation, in any business venture, you always want to be able to negotiate from a position of strength.
Correct.
But starting out, we really didn't have strength. But what we did have was we had God, and we prayed a lot. And, you know, the good things happened. Doors were open that, you know, we believed that we couldn't open on our own. And you know what? To be honest with you, yes, we're entrepreneurs. We're savvy. We know what we're doing. But much of our growth has come as a result of prayer and just, you know, working together, you know, in agreement to make sure that, you know, that we're not given opportunity for failure.
True.
You know what I mean?
And you know what? He does provide, without question. And listen, I'm not afraid to say it, and people have heard me say this. Is God's a big piece of my world, and obviously a big piece of your world. But I think, you know, it's because of him we're allowed to get up every day and we do what we do. And, and we're lucky. We're blessed. But, you know, on that note, it sounds to me that it was a bit of a challenge to get up and running. What were some of your earlier challenges, Viviana, you can tell me about that when you first started opening this up, that, you know, it obviously it wasn't just open the door to your new office and let's just start going. What are the things that you thought were challenges getting opened up and running?
Well, I think first we, as a business owner, we normally, you know, if you're working for someone else, you have certain amount of time and that's it. You go home, you're done. But as a business owner, I found myself, and a mom, I found myself to be, it was
you're never
a little
done.
Bit, yes. It's a little bit overwhelming at times. In the beginning, it was really hard to get adjusted and try and, you know, do the mom thing. And, but I think that's probably the biggest challenge. It still is, you know, because we're still growing and now, you know, now we have more people to help and stuff, but it's still a challenge.
I think it always will be. I think that's one thing that I've, any business owner or entrepreneur I've ever interviewed is that you don't never stop innovating. You never stop challenging yourselves. And because whether you challenge yourself or not, there's always a new challenge, right? But you don't stop.
Right.
You continue going. You put your head down and you just keep going each and every day, which is, I think, one of the nice, greatest things about what we're allowed to do. What about you, Frank? I mean, you love, you know, I've known you for a little while now, and you love the business aspects of it. You love the challenge and the design. And that's kind of what drew you into it, or are you?
Well, what drew me into it is I saw strength in my wife. I knew that she could handle that, and I knew that I had the foresight, and she had the foresight to see that this was going to be an industry that was going to explode.
Right.
I mean, just that simple. And also our belief in, you know, again, the independent practice, the independent practitioner, somebody who can own their own business, practice their trade, which in this case is medicine.
Right.
And, you know, that takes a lot of time. That requires a lot of expertise. And you need people on the back end who are able to run your business. Just as I said earlier, we need people on the back end to run our business.
Right.
You know, if the doctor has to spend so much time, you know, working his books and figuring out how he's going to get paid and overseeing his medical billing staff, then that's less time that he's spending in the revenue generating space in the exam room with a patient making money.
Right, giving the right care.
So what we do is, as an outsourced billing company, we say, hey, we're going to work on a contingency rate basis. We're going to give you real estate in your office that you once had filled by, you know, perhaps your own medical billing staff. We're going to let you monetize that space while we monetize your practice, because this is what we specialize in.
Right.
We know you're a specialist in medicine. We're specialists in revenue cycle management. We're going to make sure that you don't miss a code. And I can boast, and if there's any doctors listening, I can boast that we've never lost one appeal, one claim to timely filing. Not once. We have a proprietary system. Everything gets paid on time. Appeals and denials are taken care of immediately. We have great people that work for us. We have great resources, and we're making our clients money in every instance. We have 100% client satisfaction.
That's huge. Listen, we're gonna take a quick break with that. So, like ending on a high note, to say the very least. This is Jim Mazzetti. This is the American Dream. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and cost thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation or visit them online at mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
This little piggy banker ruined the markets. This little piggy banker foreclosed on homes. This little piggy banker had roast beef Wellington. This little piggy banker had none. This little piggy banker went wee, wee, wee all the way home in the Hamptons. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. because that's where the money is.
Hi, this is Stacey Lawrence of the Greenwood Lake Garden Center here with my co-host,
Kevin Sweeney of the Windermere Agency.
We would love it if you all would join us every Friday from 11 to 12 on WTBQ for Greenwood Lake Radio.
All Greenwood Lake, all the time.
WTBQ weather.
Cloudy skies with rain arriving this afternoon. Heavy rain and thunderstorms are likely late this afternoon and tonight. There could be some localized flooding. Temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, heavy rain and thunderstorms tapering off towards morning. We'll see a low in the low 60s. Periods of rain through the day tomorrow with a high right around 70. Cloudy with showers tomorrow night and breezy will drop off into the upper 50s. Thursday, cloudy skies with a chance of some more showers. We'll have to watch the approach of Tropical Storm Joaquin as we approach Friday. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Tony Salimo.
WTBQ.
Welcome back. This is Jim Mazzetti, American Dream. We are here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. I am with Miles Wealth Management. That's my quick plug for my company so they don't fire me. And listen, thank you everybody for listening. We want to also, you know, we should do more of this, and I'm just going to do it while we're here now. If you have any questions for our guests or even myself, please do me a favor. Give us a call at 651-1110. That's 651-1110. While we're on the air, we'd love to hear your questions, and if we can answer them, or if you have anything you would like to for me to touch on later, we're more than happy to do that. Now, swinging back here, my guests are Frank and Viviana Pesci with VP Billing. And, you know, when we left off there, you know, I love hearing the passion in your voice, Frank, which is, to me, which is near and dear to my heart, is that, you know, that's what makes business owners so successful, is the true, genuine drive that you do every day, because it isn't because you get up and you want a paycheck, because that's, as you know, as a business owner, that sometimes is hard to come by in the beginning.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, you know, what we do, and I say this all the time, is the efforts we put forth, the revenue stream that we get, obviously we all want, the more we could get, the better, but it's a byproduct of what we do.
That's right.
Right? And we're fortunate enough to do that. And, you know, the other thing, which is unique to your guys' case, but I'm seeing more and more of it, and I can attribute it to my life as well, is that you get to go to work or work with your wife or your husband every day. And as awesome as that may sound, I'm sure there's always challenges involved in that. But, you know, what a great way to raise a family, build a business, and so on and so forth. But, you know, was that a concern when you first started?
I'll tell you what, and I'm sure my wife can attribute to this as well. You know, when I got married at 20 years old. You know, I met my wife at 20. I was like, this is the right girl for me. We're doing it. I was in the military at the time, so that was a common trend. So I didn't really feel like, you know,
oh, is that right? Yeah,
too out of
right,
the
yeah.
loop, you know, by doing so. But I knew she was the right girl because I can see that she was driven. I can see that she was business-minded. And to be honest with you, she was different than any girl I'd ever met at that time. Plus, she was morally strong. I was like, this is a great woman. Let's do this. You know, we started out early. I was in the military, was not making a lot of money, could barely, you know, pay the bills. And, you know, I asked my wife, I said, listen, you know, you're business-minded. Let's get something going. And I encouraged her to start an Avon business. I'll tell you what, Jim. Avon's no joke, man. Avon's no joke.
There's a reason they're still here.
Yes. That took care of the ShopRite bills many times.
Is that right?
Over. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, I was working for the military. I was making maybe $500 a week. I had two kids at home. I had a wife. I had rent. I had a car. I was working at Fort Hamilton in Brooklyn. I had to drive down there. And she was coming in with like $400 or $500 every 2 weeks with Avon. I mean, she built a successful organization very quickly.
Wow.
And I was like, this girl's awesome.
You loved her even more now.
I loved her more. I loved her more. I said, this girl's awesome. So from there, you know, I used my experience in the military to get myself into a good job. I got myself a good union job. I was working with the iron workers down in New York City.
Great job, right.
And I was on the biggest job in the city at the time. I was like Goldman Sachs. And man, we were doing so much overtime. We were making a ton of money. And what was great was it gave my wife the opportunity to be a stay-at-home mom, gave her an opportunity to go to school and to learn about an industry that was going to be and continue to be profitable for some time to come.
Interesting.
All right. So we did that. She went out. She got herself a little job, you know, 35 hours a week. I told her, I said, you need to go in there. You need to negotiate for a union wage. I said, tell him you want 35 hours. And he went for it. He gave her 35 hours. I said, unbelievable. I said, all right, great. So how long were you there? Like a year or 2 years?
A little less than 2 years.
A little less than 2 years. Let me tell you something, man. She took this doctor's business as far as, you know, accounts receivable through the roof.
Right.
Okay. Totally turned it around. Before he brought my wife in, everything was paper. He was doing everything on paper. All the claims, the appeals, everything was on paper. My wife was like, no.
What a nightmare.
No, mm-hmm. We're doing it like this.
Poor guy.
And I'll plug, we use Practice Studio. It's fantastic software. And right, babe, talk about Practice Studio a little bit if you'd like. You're always boasting about it.
I do. I mean, Practice Studio is probably by far the best software I come across. I'm very computer savvy, so I pick up any doctor softwares. I'll pick it up like this. So I've worked with many,
okay.
But Practice Studio is by far the best.
And while we do have our own software, oftentimes doctors have made such a large investment into a software EHR program that we offer them to, hey, we'll learn your software in a week and, you know, we'll use your software so you feel better.
Well, you know, that just kind of shows that the ability to be flexible and be able to work with, you know, the current practitioners in the medicine side of this, what we're talking about, their particular billing system and help them not change their world or put their world upside down. You found a really unique way now to help their business now become very economical without any pain of changing.
Right.
And I think that's key in any business, isn't it? Frank, would you agree? I mean, you want it, when you're going to make a change, nobody likes change.
Yeah, streamline and automation, James. Yeah. That's the phrase we're using these days. You know, it's just that simple. People don't like change. People are comfortable where they're at. And, you know, with change comes risk.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, there is no reward without risk.
Well, that's life in general.
That is life in
general. And that's why, you know, business owners and entrepreneurs out there, that's why you take that, you know, the ultimate leap of faith and is going, okay, if I want to take control of my life, when do you do it? I mean, and you did it obviously at a very young age.
When do you not do it, James? When do you not do it?
You know, it's a great question. I have a client right now who we were fortunate enough to work with the other day, and he just changed at 62. 62. And I sat there, and I won't say this on the air, but I said, boy, do you have some set. I mean, oh my goodness, at 62 years old, you decide to leave it in a very well-paying job and start your own company. The reason he stated it is because I could do it better. And he didn't want to leave this world, and this is the truth. I think this is for anybody who's out there. Folks, you don't want to leave this world going woulda, shoulda, coulda.
No.
Right? And that's what's so great about it. Enjoy your life. Live it.
And like you just said, I could have done it better. That's exactly what drove my wife to pay attention to this industry. Tell them about, you know, how you discovered.
I mean, you came.
Office manager, and
right.
She was writing the checks for the biller, and she was realizing that the biller wasn't exactly doing her job right.
No, absolutely not.
And so how did you kind of approach that? By the way,
well, I mean, obviously,
like a Spartan.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Obviously, you know, I had to. It's different when you're working in the office as an employee because you're stuck doing certain things.
Correct.
And then so you bring it to the physician and the physician's basically, you know, what it is. But that's the reason why I decided to become a medical biller, have my own business, because I knew the whole revenue cycle on what's how. And that's what I wanted to do is, you know, go into the practices, revitalize the practice, show them, listen, this system, how I created it, works. If you do it this certain way, it all works because then nothing will
slip through the cracks. Correct.
And then I developed my own, at least I know this because there's many billers who don't do stuff like this. I developed an Excel spreadsheet that basically logs in every everything, every EOB, every electronic remittance, everything that comes in that day, everything per day. That way, that the doc, I give them at the end of the month, and at the end of the month, I say, you know, this is what you would pay me. And it's nothing like, here's a report that I've run through your software, this is what you pay me. Because you don't know if that's accurate or not. No, what I created, that is accurate. This is exactly what came in per the month, and this is what you pay me. And I want the doctor to have peace of mind, say, you know what, this is accurate. And they can also take that and what do you call that?
Cross-check
to QuickBooks, if need be, whatever the case is. But it's an accurate report.
It's clarity.
It's and it makes them feel more comfortable, like, you know, is this report, you have to pay me this? You know, as a just, I'm going to pull up a report from my software, and here, this is what you pay me. That's not how it works.
So at the end of the month, James, it's called our closing time.
Yes.
All right, it's called, I got to close. That's what she tells me. And she works from 7 a.m. till about 11 p.m., and she matches literally every penny that comes in. If there is a discrepancy, if we're off a penny, we will not send you an invoice until you go through your system, and we go through our system, we find out why that penny, where it went.
It's the detail.
It's detail.
It is. I have to. And I know there's some physicians that don't use QuickBooks, so they're like, it really doesn't matter to me. But for me, I need to have it matched perfectly
penny.
Because it just gives me peace of mind.
This is why you're going to be so... Actually, not why. It is why you're so successful and why your business is taking off the way it is.
Definitely.
I mean, you just hear it in your voice. I mean, it's not only the how you're driven, and it's your compassion, right? And I think that's not a word we use a lot in business, but it's truly your compassion. And I hear in your voice that what you do and how much you love it. And it's a service that these physicians desperately need.
Absolutely.
Because they are, listen, like, they're not unlike any other business out there. Right, they perform a service, and they need to be paid. But it's so in their world, and anybody who's been to the doctor, which I think everybody listening has been out to the doctor, they realize how many people they have to see in a day. That world has changed dramatically, folks. I mean, mm-hmm. and
at a lower rate of reimbursement,
it's unbelievable what they actually get paid for the services they're doing there. Sometimes I believe it's below minimum wage.
We maximize the reimbursement in every case.
Right.
We do the research for them. We're the ones that stay on the cutting edge. You have a new billing platform that's out. It's called ICD-10. Totally changed. We have to stay on the cutting edge. We advise our clients on what they need to do to make sure that they're getting paid properly.
Well, let's talk about that. Yeah, I think a lot of things that have popped up, at least in what we're reading here, is the amount of, I mean, I know in my business, the regulatory enforcement, or I would call it regulatory bodies out there, I've gotten so onerous.
You have FINRA, we have HIPAA.
Yeah, exactly. I have FINRA, you got HIPAA. And it becomes so onerous. And these physicians or any businessman out there has to be so cognizant, because you end up hurting yourself unknowingly. Would you agree? And so these physicians now have to utilize your systems just for not only for their own revenue stream, but for compliance purposes.
Yeah, and think about this. You're also alleviating yourself of liability in many regards, because you're outsourcing it to me.
Right.
Okay? And I have systems in place to protect your information, to remain HIPAA compliant. I mean, yes, of course, you know, we're working together, but there's less liability than bringing in some biller off the street and, you know, giving her $13 an hour and saying, hey, get this done.
Yeah.
They're going to approach your business with a much different mentality than we will.
Sure.
We're going to approach your business in the mindset of partners. We're going to say, the more you make, the more we make. We want to partner with you to make you as much as possible in a completely legal and accurate way. Okay, I'm not going to jail for anybody. I'll just tell you that right now.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, we believe in what we're doing. Like you said, the compassion is there, because we don't want to see the private practitioner disappear.
No.
This is a critical component of what makes America great.
Well, you know, let's hold that thought, because I think that's a huge piece of what I think America needs to get back to. And we talk about it a lot these days, and the local businesses and even the local practitioners. And that's what makes this country great. It's makes this Orange County great. This is Jim Mazzetti. This is The American Dream. We'll be right back.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and cost thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation, or visit them online at mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC, is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hi, it's Paul Ruskevich,
Barry Cheney,
and John Vero.
Orange County legislators on the Thursday morning roundtable, 9 to 10 a.m.
Answering all of your questions and concerns
on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
This is Marina Case, principal designer of the Red Shutters in downtown Warwick. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 noon and join me for The Style Show, a show about decorating, fashion, and fun on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
All right, welcome back again. This is Jim Mazzetti. This is the American Dream. We're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. And again, if somebody would just call in, it would be great. Make sure that I got somebody listening out there. It would be awesome. This is, again, I have my two great guests here, Frank Pesci and Viviana Pesci with VP Billing. What a cool segment we've been having here so far. And, it just goes to show you that this is what I love about doing this show is I get to meet unique people each and every week that are, and their stories are always completely different, but yet the same theme. And the same theme is, they woke up one day and said, this is what I want to do. I want to take control of my life. And I'm going to go ahead and get up and roll the dice, basically, and see what comes up. I don't think I'd have it. I know I couldn't do it any other way. And I say this quite honestly, is once you become self-employed, I think it's very difficult, if not impossible, to be employed again. Would you agree?
Oh yes, absolutely.
And Frank, I know you're still running a million little things in your life here, but I mean you can tell. But especially the two of you, man, the passion and compassion in your voice. You love what you're doing. You love what you've created, and you're constantly innovating as you go along. And one of the things we like to touch upon a lot in this business, on this show anyway, is that how important. Or is it important, the technology in your life? And and marketing is a big piece of this, but your marketing system must be much different than, say, even ours for that matter, right?
Yeah.
Or retail.
I can tell you what, in terms of marketing, the only way that you get business here is on a referral basis.
Yep.
Okay. I can put up billboards all over Route 17 and everything else and may get a client, but probably not.
Just not the same marketplace.
Somebody's trusting you to write them their check every month.
Right.
This is an important key relationship that trust is important. What we have found, Jim, is that there is a lot of power in our industry.
Oh,
we got a phone call.
Okay. Hold on one second. All right, caller, come on in. Hello there.
Hello?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Mazzetti. It's Pat the Milkman.
Hey, Pat the Milkman. How are you?
I figured I'd call you, ask him for caller, so I'm calling to say what's up.
Hey, Patrick, thanks for reaching out to us. Everybody knows Patrick's one of I'm one of his biggest fans, quite frankly. And Patrick was the one who kind of gave me the inspiration to start this show, and I kind of bring this up on a regular basis. He started shout out to More Dairy from Patrick Gonzalez. He delivers milk to your home and your schools and your daycares. So
that's it.
And he took the leap of faith at the age of 20. How old are you now, 28?
I'll be 28 in a month.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, listen, Patrick, thank you so much. You are, again, the inspiration for why I do this every week. And talk about great success stories. We'll talk off air here, Frank, but what he's built this little company up to is amazing.
Is this the Patrick Gonzalez?
Yes, it is. That's
is
him.
The guy you talk about on your radio show almost every week?
Yeah, it's him.
Wow. Honored to meet you, Patrick.
Listen, Patrick, keep it on the road. And listen, we hope to see you soon.
All right, cool, guys. Good luck with the business, too.
Hey, thanks a lot, Patrick.
You.
Very much appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Take care. You too.
Bye.
What a great guy.
Awesome. That's cool, man.
Just tell you, and who is he was, like I said, we go through this a lot.
That speaks volumes about who Jim is. His friends are calling in to say hello. It really does. Jim's a great guy.
He's actually listening. Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate it. So let's kind of circle back here because I do not want to lose. We've only got a few minutes left
sure.
here. Is, you know, so we talked about the marketing side of this. And again, this is very important. And that's why there's not one silver bullet for every business.
Let me just say this in terms of the marketing. There is power in our industry. And we are realizing that, first of all, time is on our side, that that physicians are now realizing and their favor is being bent in our direction, so to speak. And what we've done as an industry is, you know, we have innovated. We have created, outlets and avenues to educate each other, to lift each other up, to form joint venture partnerships in many cases. Because now what you have is you have a lot of large groups, you have hospitals buying up practices and things like that.
Left and right.
But at the same time, you know, we're going to innovate, we're going to adapt, and we're going to overcome, and we're going to serve any market that comes. I mean, it is our conviction, our passion to keep private practices in business, to help independent practitioners grow and be profitable so that they have a choice in the matter. But at the same time, our industry is ready to meet any demand, any demand.
You have to be. And how important is that ability to be able to change in a dime?
It's the American way.
Yeah.
It's the American way.
You can't get set in your way and expect this to be the same way every day.
Yeah.
And I think it's a big mistake that business owners make all the time is they're afraid to change with the times. They're afraid to go a different direction. When ultimately that ends up being to your demise. And that's so important today in any business. I don't care if you're starting a business, running a business, a company has been around for 40 years, in my case. You know, we look at this each and every week and go, what's different? What can we do better? And not just sit back on your laurels. And so if you're going to go out and make this leap of faith, folks, you know, make sure you're ready to change and adapt to the times at any minute. And you guys have done that very, very well. And you're taking a business, or an industry, I should say, not a business, an industry that is crying, frankly, for streamlining efficiencies because of all the things that's being dealt with upon it today. I mean, these poor physicians today, you know, and I say that, I mean, you know, these people, everybody looks at these doctors. They used to be the world, when you looked at the doctor, anybody was a doctor, always drove the big car, lived in the big house. That is not the case today, folks.
It's not.
Not by any stretch of the imagination, right?
And it shouldn't be that way. And that's what we want to change.
Yeah.
You know, we believe that people should be rewarded based on their merit. And who better, you know, to earn merit than a doctor?
Right.
You know?
Serving the people.
Serving the people. And it's an honor, quite frankly, to serve them. And being an employer, you know, we employ people. We employ local people. It's an honor to be able to serve them.
Right.
You know? And to be able to see their lives grow.
Isn't it neat? I mean, isn't that some of the things that I love about growing businesses like yourselves is that you're out there and you're growing your company, but at the same time, you're providing necessary jobs and education, by the way.
Do you know? Yeah, you say education.
And education.
Do you know what I do for our clients, what we do? You know what we impart to them? Business mentality. We don't treat them like employees. We treat them like partners.
Right.
And we share information with them. And when we do things, when we come up on negotiations, things like that, we say, hey, look at this. Look at how we're doing this.
Right.
Take a look at this. What is your passion? What do you like to do? How can we inspire you? We take them out to lunch. We sit down with them. We want them to be successful because they are not only our employees, but they're our friends
right.
and family.
Yeah, we always say this. I mean, it's not rocket science. Everybody does well. And when a business does well, you do well. When you do well, they do well. It's not, this is what rising tides raise all ships.
That's right.
And that's what's such great about this country, and especially Orange County, is that we need to do more and more of that. And you guys are doing a great job of this. And, you know, before we leave here, so Viviani, what's the next steps you see for your company coming down the road here as far as growth and so on?
Well, without getting into any specific detail.
Correct. Right.
Right. No, I think, you know, us growing different, taking on any type of physicians.
Mm-hmm. Well, any type of physician, and you're talking across the gamut, right? Do you work with dental practices? You'll work with general GPs?
Right. Any type of physicians, dental, any type, whatever they want.
That are dealing with insurance companies, obviously.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Or even, you know, self-pay. I also call patients. You know, I also do their ARs. I mean, I'm not.
Oh, really?
I like to do, you know, day one billing, meaning the whole from day one. Mm-hmm. However, I do, you know, just their aging reports. I just call patients, insurances, whatever it is, I can do all of it.
Well, you guys do a lot more than I thought. I thought it was I thought you just receive the billings. You're actually dealing with the clients as well.
And you can expect that when we deal with the patients that we are doing it in a fiduciary capacity.
Right.
We're representing your business. We're not calling the patient. You know, we're doing it as a partner. We're gonna help you and represent your practice in an appropriate way.
Pretty neat. Really neat, actually. Hey, you know, before we leave here, what advice, you know, since you guys have been so lucky and blessed to actually grow this company to where it is today, and obviously it's going to move on to bigger and better things, what advice would you give business owners or entrepreneurs out there that are looking to start their own business?
First of all, I would say pay attention to legislation. Pay attention to the business climate.
Good point.
Make decisions. Use your mind. Be an investment banker in the way that you think. There's ways to put together partnerships. There's ways to build organizations that can be, quite frankly, the most beneficial for everybody.
Right.
Okay? And as an entrepreneur, you know, if you do your research and you know your market and you feel confident that you can engage, you need to take the shot. Simple as that.
Make it happen.
Listen, what do you got to lose?
Yeah.
You know, what do you got to lose? There's very few things in life that you really can't recover from.
You're right.
You know?
And I think the biggest regret you'll ever have is not taking the shot.
Absolutely.
I mean, that'll haunt you. I mean, how many people haunt you forever?
You got to bring up the William Wallace quote when he's speaking to Scotland. He goes, from this day to the last on your dying bed, would you trade just one moment for freedom? You know,
never.
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 Never. Yeah. And that's what has created free nations. That's why Scotland's a free nation, so to speak. It's why the United States is a free nation. And the British came back in 1812. We sent them packing again.
That's right.
That's why we've won the world wars. That's why we are where we are.
Free thinking.
Because of American spirit and drive and power and strength.
We need more of that, my friend.
Absolutely.
We need more of that.
You're going to get it from me every time.
I appreciate it. Well, listen, I want to thank you guys so much for taking time out of your very busy day here. I know that there's a million things you need to be doing and could be doing. And listen, if anybody who's listening out there who looking for, billing needs, VP billing is out there. So if you could, look these guys up, www.vpbilling.com. That's Frank and Viviana Pesci. And you can also reach them at 201-218-7050. Please reach out there. These guys know what they're doing. It's clear they know what they're doing. And they obviously have a compassion for the details and serving the people they serve. And I want to thank you again for taking the time out of your busy day. And Frank, I can't wait to work with you guys more as you grow your business. And thank you so much. Again, this is Jim Mazzetti. This is The American Dream. We're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. If you would like to be on this show, please reach out to us. You can reach out to us at jmazzetti@mileswm.com, or please call my office at 845-651-3070 and ask for Nick Napo. He handles the schedule. And with that said, everybody have a great day. Be blessed and be profitable.
Amen. Thank you all.
Take care now.